into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Maintaining peace during warfare always establishes the kingdom here in the earth realm. When you maintain peace during warfare, peace is easily maintained when nothing's going on. But during warfare, when you can maintain peace, it establishes the kingdom. Now, let me say this again. Our victory, and don't stop praising God. Praise God with all your heart, all your strength. Dance like David danced with all his strength. But our victory doesn't come from our emotions, and it doesn't come from your intellect, because you know the word. The victory doesn't come from that. You can know the word, the devil knows the word too. It doesn't come from our emotions or our intellect. Remember we read the verse earlier, 1 John 4:4, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Is that right? The peace of God in you is greater than the confusion and all that the enemy can throw at you that's in the world. Now, a question. And I want you to, when you go home, to study this and do some meditating on it. Is the kingdom of God established by force? Is the kingdom of God here on earth established by force? Or is it established by those who are walking in the Spirit? That's a good question, isn't it? You see, if victory doesn't come from our emotions or our intellect, how is the kingdom established? Now, we read in Matthew how the word of God says, from the time of, Jesus made this statement, from the time of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Everybody's familiar with that verse, right? Well, put in the proper context, he was saying from the time that John the Baptist came on the scene to the time that he came on the scene, the kingdom of heaven had suffered violence. Because there was a shift from old covenant to new. From the old to the new. Old Testament to the new. There was a shift. I mean, you talk about an upheaval. Imagine what it was like. Coming on the scene right there, being dropped right into the midst of that religious generation where there was violence. But there was violence from John the Baptist to Jesus. The kingdom suffered violence, and every man pressed into it. But now the kingdom is not suffering violence. The kingdom of hell, or the domain of hell, is suffering violence now. Because Jesus already paid the price with his life to take back the authority that the enemy once held in trying to keep the kingdom from being established in the earth. It's established now. And it's not suffering violence. Amen. There's peace in the kingdom of God. Love, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost in the kingdom. It's not suffering violence. So, is the kingdom established by force, or is it established by those simply walking by the Spirit? Walking in the Spirit. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's that word rest again. He's not just talking to the sinner. He's talking about saints too. Come unto me, all you saints who are still trying to work it out yourself. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke. Cast off the yoke the world's trying to put on you. Cast off the yoke that you've developed yourself. Cast off all those rules and regulations. All that stuff that's trying to destroy your life. Cast it off. Take my yoke upon you. And learn of me, for my yoke is easy. Listen, and he says, my burden is light. I like that. I believe the Lord showed this to me, but when he says light, it doesn't just mean lightweight, like a feather, but his burden is also light. The burden of the Lord is light. That's the only burden we carry, is that we carry light. Sometimes you persecute it for light. Sometimes you're ostracized for light. Sometimes people don't like you because you carry light. But howbeit, he said, my burden is light. Amen. He said, in the world you'll have tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer. There's no trouble that you'll go through that I've not already been through, that I've not already conquered and subdued. So be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. Tell somebody, we are world overcomers. So victory isn't from our emotions or our intellect. Excuse me. Give me Romans chapter 3, verse 17. Are you getting this? I hope the baby's leaping on the inside. Because there's a deeper level of victory. Amen. There's a deeper revelation of rest and peace that are ours no matter what goes on in the world. Romans chapter 3 verse 17 simply says, and the way of peace have they not known. The way of peace. There are many who experience peace here and there, but the way of peace, the way that peace is a person, but peace also is a way. There's a way of peace, and it says here that the way of peace many have not known. They lay their burden down and then they pick it back up. They give it to God, then they take it back. But tell somebody, if I hold my peace, remember now, you got to hold it. Sometimes holding it means, yeah, being quiet. Not answering back. Not, you know, being flippant or whatever. Sometimes it involves that. But what it really means is you hold your, whatever it takes, you hold your peace. There were times where Jesus, when Herod, when Pilate sent him to Herod to be cross-examined, and that Herod, with his carnal, sensual, evil self, he wanted Jesus to work a miracle, show him that Jesus didn't answer him a word. Didn't open his mouth. Held his peace. When Pilate told Jesus, he said, don't you know I have authority to have you crucified? And Jesus looked at him and said, you would have no authority over me except that were given you from my Father above. That triggered something in Pilate. Pilate got afraid. But then Jesus, standing before that crowd of people that were hollering, crucify him, crucify him. The peace that was on him. I like to look at it this way. It ricocheted that. It didn't move him. But then it got on the people that were crying, crucify him. They began to say, let his blood be on us and on our children. Because he didn't move. He didn't move from his place of peace. His blood be on us and on our children. Till today it is. Are you following me? When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the place of pressure, when all his help fell asleep, all his support fell asleep, the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak. When they fell asleep, he continued to pray until finally angels appeared and strengthened him. He got his resolve, his resilience back. Woke them up and said, rise, let us be going. Shall I not drink the cup that my Father has given to me? And from that time forward, he never lost his peace. No matter what. But see, he in Gethsemane, in the garden, like in the beginning, in the garden, where the enemy came at him, where the enemy came at Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, they abdicated their authority, their throne. They gave in to the pressure, the deception. But in Gethsemane means wine press, the place of pressure, where the pressure was on Jesus so much, but he wrestled in prayer to maintain peace. Because he said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful and troubled even unto death. But he said, could you not watch 1 hour with me? They were all asleep. But he went back and he prayed again. He cried out to God, and drops of blood were coming out his forehead. So much pressure. But he prayed until he broke through. He prayed until he got a hold of his peace again. He prayed until peace was governing him again. He wouldn't move forward without peace, because there's no peace, no power. No rest, no rule. But in Gethsemane, he defeated the enemy. Gethsemane, there was Golgotha, and then the grave. But it was in Gethsemane where he won back his peace. He said, my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions are exceedingly troubled, even unto death. If it be possible, let this cup pass. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.